Go ahead and turn your Bibles to Psalm 23. We're going to read that together there at the end. I want to kind of give you guys an update or a recap of the year, some things that have taken place this year. And so sometimes it's always good to look back and reflect, right? It's like, man, what did he really do this past year that we get to celebrate because we're anticipating him to do some great things this next coming year, amen? And so I want to just take a moment to reflect and look back and to give thanks and to pray and seek the Lord and to read Psalm 23 to end 2023. That makes sense? So the Lord is our shepherd. He's going to be with us through all kinds of things, right? And our hope is that one day we will dwell in his house forever. Amen. That's what we long for is heaven, all right? But until then, we have a job to do. That makes sense? He's placed us here for a reason. So I just want to look back on some of the messages from this past year. So we started off last year with studying the life of Elisha and looking at what his revival really looked like. And then in February, something happened in Kentucky at a college called Asbury. And so a revival started to hit that college, and it started to go to other college campuses, and outreaches took place, and evangelism, and a lot of college kids came to know Christ for the first time of their life or to hear the gospel. Something in Oklahoma was amazing as well. So they gathered, and I think after Easter in Oklahoma University. And so God has just really been doing some amazing things, even though there's high tension on college campuses right now, right? As well with Israel's war. And so, but we looked at the life of Elisha, and one of the stories that just rung true to me during that series, I'm not going to do like every little touch on every little sermon there that I did, all right? But this one just rung true to me, is that when Elisha was helping out his country, speaking on behalf of the Lord, being an ambassador and being a voice for the Lord, there was this town that had a well that was polluted. And so everything around it, the water, the land, the crops, people started getting sick and the crops were low. And they said, Elisha, what's the problem? We need you to come and help us with this problem. And so the Lord directed him to the well. And Elisha healed the well, the water in the well. And he threw that piece of wood in the well, and the water became sweet again. And it just flowed out from the well to the crops, to the people, and started getting healthy, and it restored the land. So it's a great picture of when things aren't well in our well, it flows out and it destroys and it hurts and it harms even other people because the well inside of us isn't sweet anymore. It may be angry or bitter or unforgiving or hard or angry. And things just pour out of that well and infect and everything else. And so our biggest responsibility is to keep our hearts pure. Jesus says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see the Lord, right? And there's blessings when that river flows out of the Holy Spirit of sweetness and of his spirit and his love and his joy and his peace and his goodness and all those things just flow out, right? And then we see that harvest of righteousness that God has promised to us. So we ended the year with being set free, and Eddie has a great testimony of that, amen? And heaven's gift came coming down to us this past Christmas. So I hope everybody had a great Christmas. I know I did. I mean, it's just great to have our family together. Last year, on my side of my family, we couldn't get together due to sickness and whatnot. And so it was just great to have everybody there. Amen. So I saw my nephew's daughter for one of the first couple of times since she was born during COVID. So I got to watch her grow up on Facebook. Right, so this was like one of our first big gatherings as a three-year-old on Christmas. So it was great to be with them. And so I want to just do a recap of some big moments this past year. It was our 35th anniversary as a church this year. And so it was a great year. We wanted to highlight that. We thanked Aaron Thornsberry, Janet, and Elsie, and Janelle Martin. We thank them for their dedication over 35 years of serving this church. Amen. Even when it was small, even when it was growing, they were still here. There's something about perseverance and steadfastness, right? And so we thank them big time. We also have seen our biggest offerings this past year, and so we're going to give out. We always are transparent about what God is doing, and so the next couple of weeks we'll be handing that out. Today is the last day of the year, obviously, so we haven't tallied up everything. But we've already surpassed what God has done in the past, right? And so we were anticipating probably a lower year due to some economic and inflation hardship, right? And so it's like God was like, you just trust me. Quit looking around at the wind and the waves. Will you just trust me, right? And so biggest year of baptisms. We had a great number of kids come to know the Lord and get baptized. Adults, we saw one last Sunday as well. Biggest giving of the year, over 42,000 went out these doors to missions projects, to missionaries, things that were helpful to all different kinds of local to global things. And so that's above and beyond our normal giving to our missionaries. So add about 12,000 to 15,000 to that. And so that's what we were able to launch out this past year because God has been faithful. Biggest church picnic we've had, well, we haven't had one in several years, so we can't really count that. But it was a great moment to celebrate and to be together and do something different. And that's where Nick came to the picnic that week, and he's like, you know what, I kind of like this church. And so we grabbed him, right, as Matt was leaving us this year. And so we had a great time. We're going to plan on doing that again. We've had our biggest Operation Christmas Child, biggest groups going. Had two groups going this year, over 25 people going. This is our 15 years in helping with Operation Christmas Child as a church. So you see the 5-year plaque, the 10-year plaque, and in a couple of weeks they're going to be coming and giving us and honoring us with a 15-year plaque as well here on a Sunday to honor our support and ministry in that ministry. And so we want to do something special this year with Operation Christmas Child in 2024. We've also seen the missions wall as you come in our back door. There's a whole wall of our missionaries that we support. Daryl is on there as well. Other missionaries, that, so you can stay in touch or, hey, look where we're at in the world, so to speak. Our free resource items is there in the foyer on this side. Mary Lawler stores that and packs that, gives Bibles away. I mean, study Bibles. I mean, these are not just $10 Bibles. These are great little tools. I was like, Mary, how can we help you? We want to fund this. She goes, no, I want it all to be free. And so she takes care of all of that. And it's just like, my goodness. And so every week we see Bibles go out, it seems like. And so whether it's counseling, there's tools back there for counseling, for families, for finances, everything you can imagine we have, all right? But here's the thing that excites me the most. And so when Jesus and the Apostle Paul, even Peter, when they evaluate churches, they don't necessarily look at their finances. They don't look how many people come. They don't look at this or that. They look at a church that's in love with Jesus and in love with each other. And so remember in the church in Ephesus in Revelation 2, the first church, Jesus says, man, you're doing some great things, but you lack one thing, and that is love. He says, return to your first love, and everything else will flow out of that. I truly believe that, right? So the moment we lose our first love, our love for Christ and one another, man, nothing else really matters to me. But in a year of toughness and trials and struggles, that this past year was, I've seen God and see people just, man, just love each other, encourage each other, loving on Eddie, people and loving one another, praying for one another, sending cards, right? And so I got a lot of Christmas cards. The kids sent me all these cards on Pastor Appreciation. I just felt overwhelmed this past year with just love, right? And so what if we did that to every single person? You know what I mean? That's that demonstration that Christ is calling us to. And so Jesus says, hey, you will know, the world will know you are Christians by your love for one another. So we got to make sure our love for one another burns like a fire. It's that fervent love for one another. Amen? Because that's what he's going to measure us on. Right? Is our love. So Israel, this past year, was their 75th anniversary year, and we also did a study on prophecy, right in the midst of Israel being attacked. And it was just like, oh my goodness. And they're still needing our prayers. They're still needing that support that we're called to do and help with. And so now there's this ruckus on college campus. So it went from revival to a ruckus. That makes sense. I had to use R's because that's what pastors do. All right. So those are some big moments from this past year that I just want to kind of honor and celebrate as we go to the next one, as we focus on 2024. Obviously, you see in your bulletin there, we want to expand our leadership base. We want to add an elder, add a deacon. And so Bob Wilkinson is agreed to move up. He's a faithful deacon, has been a faithful deacon. We're going to help move him up to eldership. He's a great guy, great family. And so then Corey Evans. Corey, if you would just raise your hand. Great back there on the sound. He and his family, great servant of the Lord. Try to move him up to deacon. So we'll vote on those two positions on January the 21st. Obviously, want to increase our Operation Christmas Child involvement. So where the Christmas tree is at on the foyer there, as soon as you walk in, we're going to set a table up there. We're going to put a 5-year, 10-year plaque and a 15-year coming up. I'm going to put a table there because we want to do over 500 boxes this next coming year. And so we were able to do about 327 physical boxes here this past year, several online boxes that we were able to do as well. But we want to increase that, right? And so if God has entrusted that ministry to us and being a blessing for hosting and all this, we want to see God do more. Does that make sense? So 500 is doable, I believe, is very doable from 300. Does that make sense? So we want to do Christmas all year long. And so if you see supplies at a place, just pick them up, bring them in. We have a little storage shed back here. We're going to store them. And we're going to make all these boxes come next year to go out to Operation Christmas Child. It's like, well, why are we so behind this ministry? Well, in the past several years, this ministry started, I believe, in 1990s, late 90s, something like that. And so they've sent out over 200 million shoe boxes. Think about that just for a moment. Over 200 million shoe boxes. And what they have recorded is 50 million children have responded to knowing Christ as their Savior, right? And so many of these kids reach out to their brothers and sisters or their mom and dads or to their neighbor friends, right? And so they can't even measure that impact. They just measure what they've received and recorded. And many of those kids are going through a discipleship program. But 25%, 200 million, 50 million, 25% is being receptive to the gospel all over the world. So God is raising up these new generation of warriors and ambassadors for Christ, amen? So I just want to keep increasing, keep feeding that ministry there. And so obviously also our Plainfield group, so this past year as well, at our 35th anniversary year, a couple came to me weeks before that. They had come here back in about 2014, 2015. They moved to Cincinnati, moved back to Plainfield due to a job. And her son, she called me up just out of the blue, and I was like, Andy, this is my son's going through a tough moment. Can you really minister to him, talk to him, counsel him? I was like, absolutely. He came to know Christ, and he led his stepbrother to Christ, his cousin came to Christ, and his other friend came to Christ, and it was just like a big mushroom was going on. And they said, well, can you do something in Plainfield? And I was just like, I wasn't seeing that coming, right? And so I said, let's start and prepare. And so like most of the year, summer to now, we've been planning and preparing, discipling them, getting them ready for a launch around Easter of next year. And so Plainfield, that Hendricks County area, is the third fastest growing county in Indiana. And so it's just really growing out that way. If you ever spend any time out there, you're like, oh my goodness, this is a whole different avenue that just popped up. I mean, Plainfield used to be like Shelbyville, 15, 18,000 people. Now it's like 50. And so there's a need for churches there. And so we've been planning and preparing for that. And so be in prayer for that. We really need your prayers for that. Now think about this. 35 years ago, that same story happened to us for our church. A couple came to our mother church, Gray Road, and said, hey, can you do something here in Shelbyville? And they're like, well, let's look into it. And they bought a facility and bought some property and had a pastor and all this kind of stuff. And now 35 years later, we get to enjoy the fruit of that seed planted. Amen? And so now we're just planting a seed, Lord willing, in Plainfield with a family that we've been growing and discipling. And so it's going to look a little different. It's going to be on Sunday nights, every other Sunday night. That's what we have thus far. I'm going to be meeting in like a hotel or a place or in the park. I'm just going to do life outside of walls, so to speak, and just minister to people and love on people and see what God does. Amen. So we need your prayers for that. We're also looking at expanding on here as well. And so please pray for us during that process. We have some big discussions this year to tackle, all right? As we see a lot of these new homes being coming our way, they're just going to continue to come and be right across the street from us. That's the goal. So our city is growing. It's going through some growing pains, obviously. But some things are coming this way. Indianapolis has to push out. Does that make sense? So that's why it's going to Plainfield, Greenwood, all these kinds of places, because it can't handle the infrastructure of growing 20,000 a year for the last 15 years. So it's got to push out, all right? So that's a good thing, right? That's a good thing. Things are happening here. And so if you lived in California, people are leaving. By 250,000 a year leaving. So could you imagine our state having that many people leave a year? Wouldn't it have been a state anymore if that happened, right? And so good things are coming, and so we want to prepare and plan for that, okay? So we looked into a community center. We've talked about that, or expanding on to our current facility to handle different things. So we have some plans in place. We just need to be in prayer, and we'll communicate those things coming up, all right? So just want to kind of give you guys some things. And so obviously we want to increase our love and spiritual growth. Amen. That's the main thing. And so, again, that's what Jesus measures, because the Father wants to say, hey, you're bearing fruit. I want you to bear more fruit. Then I want you to bear much fruit. I'm not happy with just a little bit of fruit. I want to see more. Amen. And so the Father is the husbandry of that vineyard, this vineyard, right? And so he's tending to this vineyard. And so he's like, I want to see more fruit. And so we have to be the branches who say, yes, Lord, I want to just stay in love with you, and you just bear as much fruit as through me as you possibly can. Does that make sense? That's our role. That's John 15. He says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Only in me can you bear much fruit. Amen? Apart from me, you can do nothing. But through me, you can do all things. Amen? So we want to outreach to our community as well, so we're going to be doing more community involvement this coming next year. Hey, where do places need help with? I know the Cancer Society is needing some volunteers. Salvation Army is always needing volunteers. There's different places in our community needing volunteers and help. Boys Club, Girls Club, all kinds of stuff. It's like, well, how can I get involved and be that ambassador where I have maybe a hobby or a passion for? All right? So it's just those little things. We just want to get out there in our community. Amen? And so those are some focus points for this coming year. I'll just give you a testimony. Something I thought was just kind of just special happened to me this year. And so I was having a little car situation that I needed to get repaired. And so I was just like, you know, things are a little tight. You know, I don't really have the resources right now. I'll just let this, you know, wobble go in my front wheel, you know, for a while. Right? And so my tire guy goes, well, maybe, Andy, your car can only go so fast. Maybe, you know, and so he's like, I got to get this fixed. And so it's just not safe. And so I knew that I called the mechanic up, and he said, it's going to cost you this much. I was like, oh, man. So anyway, did a funeral for somebody, ministered to somebody, and they blessed me with the exact amount of money that was needed for the car. And I was just like... So, I mean, that's just one thing, amen? That's just one little thing among all the things that God's been doing in your life, too. But here's the thing. Once you just say, Lord, I need you to come through, God's like, just wait and trust me. Continue to drive with that little wobble if you need to, you know, because help's on the way, amen? Help's on the way. And so it's always good to have a cheap mechanic, too. That's always helpful as well. And so I want to... I want us to stand and read Psalm 23 as the praise team comes up. We're going to sing about God's goodness and faithfulness one more time. I want us to read Psalm 23 together as we close. And then after the song, I want to just kind of share some things that have taken place that I want to inform you guys about as well. All right? Psalm 23, verse 1, we'll go to verse 6. All right, let's read this together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. As we look back, we get to see your mighty hand. Lord, we thank you so much for what you have done, what you have spoken to us about through your word, what you have done through circumstances and our finances and just a demonstration of love to one another. And Lord, just thank you that you have more than supplied what we need. Lord, you're always good about that. Thank you for touching every life, every family that's gone through a trial or maybe going through a trial right now. Lord, I pray that you lead them beside those quiet waters. Restore whatever is taking place. And Lord, even though we have fear, Lord, help us not be afraid because you are with us. Your goodness, your love, your rod, and your staff, Lord, they comfort us. And Lord, we know that one day we will dwell in your house forever and ever. And we look forward to heaven. We look forward to being with you. But Lord, help us stay in love with you until we see you. And so Lord, make our love for you grow. Let it be fervent for you. Lord, increase that passion for you. Increase that passion for one another. Help us, Lord, to take time and set time aside to help others in need. And so, Lord, we want to spread that goodness and your love that you've touched our life with. So, Lord, go before us this next coming year. Keep us safe. Lord, just bless us. May your mighty hand just increase our territory. Lord, keep us from evil. But, Lord, if evil comes, we know you're going to anoint us with that oil. And you're going to do business and fight our battles. And help us, Lord, to stand in the truth. Lord, we just love you today. And thank you for loving us the way that you do. Lord, just continue to go before us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.